Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so
it's the Reverend Al Green bringing us back. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Kuska. He's a founder and the president of The Fusion Factor. TheFusionFactor.com is his website. He's the author of The Higher Ground and other ebook, a number of ebooks. That's a hardback book and other ebooks that you can find on his website. He's our HR expert. Hey, Bob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about using social media to find to help you find better candidates and bring them on board. What's the next thing we can do? We talked earlier about making sure that your social media presentation, your social media footprint, your online footprint, for that matter, Bob, how people see you when they come in to see you, these young people do their homework on whether they even want to hang out with you. I mean, they check you out whether they even like what you look like before they even take an interview, don't they?
That's right. That's right. Well, the other thing you should be doing, Jim, is getting a good IT person to make sure that your website, the part of your website where you have jobs and careers, that it's search engine optimized. Mm-hmm. I recently had a client who's in the automotive business, and they were having a challenge getting technicians. And so I went online and did a search for technician jobs, and they didn't even register. Mm-hmm. And I said, you're not showing on the Internet. You've got to change this right, so that your prospective candidates are going to see you.
That's exactly right. And so because when they do a search for you, and, of course, now here's the thing to remember. You don't have to be number one. Well, let's remember this. There's a long tail. There's something called a short tail search and a long tail search. The short tail search is when you search for a big global word, and the only people that show up on the first page are people like Google and Amazon and people like that. You can't outrank those guys, right? But the long tail search, wholesale companies in East Boston. Now that's a long tail, and if you do have to be optimized for that, don't you?
You do, absolutely. So now you find that employee, and what do you do with them? Well, first of all, you want to do a background check on them. Now here's one thing that is a little bit of a cautionary tale, you know, to your audience here, Jim, is there's a lot of concern now about how people are using information that they find on the Internet. Now, right. First of all, anything that's in the public domain, it's fair game. In fact, in a recent survey of over 2,000 HR managers, 70% of them said they were using information on social media in their background searches.
Yep.
But the same old rules apply. You need to make sure that you're not using anything that could be potentially viewed as discriminatory. Mm-hmm. So make your decisions based on business reasons. I'm not picking this candidate because they don't have the skills, not because I looked at their Facebook page and there was something that gives me pause.
Well, let me tell you, I did that once. Back in the early days when Facebook was just getting going, we were looking at a candidate, and I mean Facebook was fairly new. She already had 750 friends. We didn't hire her.
Yeah.
And the reason was we felt like she was going to spend a whole lot of her time on Facebook, on social media. That was back in the early days. It's probably 9 years ago.
But, and here's the difference today, Jim. It used to be that we could control some of that by saying, hey, anything you do on the company computers is strictly for business, mm-hmm. and use of social media websites is prohibited. But now, with the advent of the smartphone, You know, we can't control that. Everybody's on their iPhone.
You're right.
All day long.
That war is over, and we lost. But still, you know, there are some things you can do. But that's another show. Let's get back. What are some other things that we can do to use social media to our advantage?
Okay. Some other things that we can do is make sure that we build. We've got to build a brand image of our business. We have to say to the outside world, why should you work for my company? And it might be as simple as, hey, we're a family-owned business that treats all of our employees. Well, you know what? Say that on your website. Talk about the advantages. You know, you see people, they run ads on all the various job boards, and they say, wanted, and they tell you what they're looking for. But they never say, we're a great place to work.
We have our average employee. Our average employee has been with us 15 years. Things like that. You know, I see things like that on big company websites. I never see that on small company websites. I wish they would do more of that.
And it's very easy to do. You know, ask your employees. I call this the employee value proposition. Why did you come here? Why did you join us? And why do you stay?
Right.
And then take the answers they give you. I came here because of your reputation, or because of the commute, or because of, you know, it's good people. And then put that to your advantage.
Right, exactly.
You know, I had one client, Jim, they give a free cell phone, unlimited, except for international use, to every single employee.
Wow.
And they weren't telling the outside world that. I said, put that on your website.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, I got to wrap it up. It's been great having you on the show. You always make us smarter when you join us. Give us the website again, please.
It's thefusionfactor.com.
Hey, Bob, will you come back soon?
Will do, Jim.
Love having you on the show. See you next time. Bob Kuska, ladies and gentlemen. Thefusionfactor.com. Don't forget to check out his website. You'll like it. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.